Okay, that could literally be a micro. Let's do an episode.
Oh, yeah. I should have talked more, but I think it's fine. I was just worried that it was going to ruin you, like using it for some other resource if I was
No.
babbling over you. You know what I mean?
No, that was perfect. I think you chimed in just enough. So
Good.
we have a bonus episode.
So exciting.
So we were recording one of our social media series episodes, and then since Neil is taking over the social media part of the Instagram shooting the shit, we decided that we would kind of review what I've done and how I write the copyright and my mindset behind like the hook, line, and sinker whole formula for how to write engaging copyright. So, and copyright, if you don't know, is just the text that you write on your post. So yeah, we're gonna dive in. We're gonna review a couple posts that I have created for the podcast, and we'll talk through it and we'll explain kind of my mindset on how I come up with a good hook that's gonna stop the scroll and make people want to read more, and then the call to action at the end that really gets your audience to engage, and you're telling them what to do and how to do it, and yeah,
Yeah,
helps with your
that's
engagement. It's a good
great.
little tip. I think you guys will
Good
like this
little
one.
mini tutorial on how to get going on this stuff. It's awesome. All right, let's do it.
All right, here we go. All
Yeah, man.
right, so when you're writing copyright, you want to structure it in like a three paragraph or three sentence structure. So you're going to write out whatever your content is, what you want to write, and then we need to have the first sentence needs to be your scroll stopper. So that needs to be your hook. Okay? So your hook is what's going to make them want to read more. So you're going to pick your most outrageous, craziest part of your whole content that you're writing or your whole copyright post that you're writing and put that up top. So clients will pay for good service. It's not always about the cheapest in town when it comes to hiring a real estate photographer. That actually, I think, it's not always about the cheapest in town. That's a better hook than clients will pay for good service, don't you think? So we can kind of restructure this. It's not always about the cheapest in town when it comes to hiring a real estate photographer. If I saw that, I'd be like, what is she talking about? I want to read more. What does she mean? Clients will pay for good service. Offering good service, taking care of your clients' needs, being reliable and consistent will set you apart and give you that competitive advantage. Know your worth and change appropriately. Have you had anyone say they hire you for your quality service? Do tell in the comments below. Okay, so this is your call to action here at the bottom, that last sentence. So you've got your hook at the very top. And when you're scrolling on social media, you can only see the first line of the copyright usually when they're scrolling on the feed. So you need to make sure that top line is just something real juicy and good that's going to grab their attention and make them want to keep reading. And then the body of the text is going to the body of the text is going to explain what you're talking about, explain your point. And then this last little sentence is going to be your call to action, asking them to go do something. So a lot of times I'll ask them, tell me about the experience that you had with this. Comment below. And it's really fun when people actually comment. Like I have people comment all the time now, and it's fun to hear their answers and their stories and their experiences. And that gives me a chance to comment back or to get in a DM with them, direct message, and start building that relationship and that rapport with that potential lead. So every person that comments on your post is a potential lead or somebody that you could work with in the future that might. And it's not always about targeting the realtors. I can't tell you how many times I've had referrals from friends or like people that just follow me on social media that aren't a realtor necessarily, but they're in the real estate industry. Maybe they're a title rep or, a builder or something. They're like, oh yeah, go to Rachel. She does great real estate photos, or she does lifestyle photos. Go see her, So there's a big group of people in your community that will help you build your business by referrals if you're starting that conversation, adding value, engaging with your audience as well. So yeah, any questions, Neil?
No, that's good. I like that. That's awesome. Yeah, again, I'd love to see a couple. Can we read off a couple of the examples of the the stop the scroll and the call to action at the end?
I might rework these now that I'm proofreading them, but yeah, I like that top one. I was like, wait a minute, there's a better hook here, right? So when the money stops rolling in, we all get a little panicked. It's no secret that business slows down in the winter, but the last 2 weeks of December can be sheer crickets for some. Rachel and Neil discuss the struggles with the lack of funds flowing to their accounts during the slow months. Do you save for the slow time of year or panic and sell old gear to pay the bills in the winter months? Comment below. We love hearing your stories.
Literally, I said that to my wife the other day. I'm like, look, don't worry about it. I got two lenses that I just haven't really put much effort into selling. We're fine.
Right? So true. I should have said, tell me about a time when you sold gear or sold something to pay the bills. I think that would be a more engaging, fun call to action here, right? Do you save bills sometimes or panic with your gear in the winter months? Comment below. How could I write that? Comment below or tell me a story of something you've sold to pay. Tell me a
Did you
story.
ever have you ever sold a piece of gear to make rent or
Sold
some? What
to
was it
make.
and how much did you get?
Yeah, right. $10. You don't get crap for gear nowadays. I hate trying to sell stuff. It sucks.
It is. I know everybody's nickeling and diming you. No matter what you put for the price, they'll go
Know.
$200 cheaper, and you're like, come on.
No, seriously. Paid good money for this. Just want
Right.
something. Yeah. Okay, here's another one. Do you ever feel like you live on your own island as a real estate photographer? Okay, Rach and Neil discuss how it can be lonely out there, and starting this podcast, going to PMRE, and getting more involved in the real estate photography community has helped keep us sane. Help keep them sane, not us. Listen now on any of your podcast platforms or watch us on YouTube. So that's telling, and that's call to action is telling them to go do something. Okay, so telling them to go listen or watch. Your hook. Do you ever feel like you're alone on an island? Blah blah blah. And then explaining what we're talking about, and then that. So with this copyright, we have a little video snippet. It's like anywhere from 15 to 45 seconds of us talking about this topic. So those long, it's pulled from our long form of our podcast, and then we pull out just little short bits that are one we look for ones that show our personality, right? Because we have a lot of fun on the podcast and we joke around, we have good banter. And then two, we're educating photographers on a lot of different aspects. So we're looking for like the juicy parts of the podcast to pull out to add for little short versions. So creating long form content is like it's just so much gold in there that you can use for social media. You can even use the bloopers or like one little clip of you just messing up, which is always funny, that shows your genuine real laugh. I've been doing a lot more blooper reels lately, and it's been really fun. You get a lot of good
I
engagement
love
with those.
bloopers.
I know,
Actually just
they're so
realized
fun.
I used to always add bloopers at the end of the videos I did for my agents, and I stopped doing it when I started outsourcing.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, I missed the bloopers, but it was a harder thing to have somebody know the funny part for outsourcing. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
But
totally. Okay, so here's another one. There are so many talented photographers out there. So this is kind of buttering them up, like, oh, who are they? I want to read more. Props to you for killing it and always pushing to new limits. We love seeing what all of you are creating. The creativity is endless. Tag a fellow photographer who you love following and give them a shout out in the comments below. Okay, so telling them to do something, tagging another photographer. So now they're gonna. When they tag them, that photographer is gonna see it and they're gonna go to our podcast Instagram and they're gonna probably follow us and be like, oh, what is this? Like, I just got introduced to something new. Or they're already a follower and now we're just making one more touch with that person, right? One more impression. Because once we get like what, 9 impressions, we are now trusted and they feel like they know us. So yeah, that's the format. Basically,
love
your
it.
hook. Yeah, right. I usually come up with the hook first and then write the body and then do my call to action. But you can see, like, you can just write the body of what you want to say and then pull out that hook and put it at the top if it works for your structure of your sentences and stuff. But these aren't like full long explanations. It's pretty short and to the point. But we're adding value. We're offering a little bit of our personality in there in the copyright.
And
We're
giving
comp.
people a chance to engage and I think a powerful one on some of the call to actions is like asking for their feedback or some advice they have because they're a part of the conversation.
Right. Yeah, make them feel included. We're creating a community of people, to bring people in. So,
Totally.
yeah. So
Love
that
it.
is Copyright 101. If you'd like to join my course, you can, hopefully in April or May when I get it launched. But we'll
Gotta
keep
do it.
you
Gotta do
tuned for that. Keep it tuned. It was supposed to be March. I'm like, yeah, right. That's not gonna happen. Yeah, but we'll get there. We'll get there. So,
Awesome.
okay, toodaloos.
Cool. Toodaloos.